Now time for Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central Girls Head Basketball Coach Haddon Hilgen after a trio of victories from this past week. And Coach, we'll start off with your guys' win over Royal Valley. You win that one 37-27. Started off good in this one. They kind of switched things up on you, and then you readjusted and were able to extend your lead after they got it kind of close. And some issues in the free throw line, which is kind of a theme for this year, but just want to get your overall thoughts and things from your perspective on this one.
Yeah, you know, we came out and had a really good start and got up double digits early. And, you know, give credit to Royal Valley. They switched it up defensively and gave us some fits. And but we were able to adjust in the third quarter and kind of opened the game back up to double digits and kind of held it there throughout. And obviously we weren't very good from the free throw line, which has kind of been the theme some games. But fortunately in this one, we didn't need them.
Well, there you go. And then you came back with a win against Holton. You win that one 37-35, a close one, but you guys were up by 11 in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter struggled with some turnovers, but you made some free throws in the end, which we talked about this before we started this interview, is for a team that has struggled from the free throw line, you guys certainly shoot well from the free throw line in the fourth quarter this season.
Yeah, we definitely have really done that, especially here lately when we've really needed them tight games. We've had some girls step up and make some clutch free throws. I think Cammie Dollinghouse has made her last eight in the fourth quarter. Hallie Holthaus, I think, was 4 of 4 there down the stretch versus Holton. So those are all pressure free throws when it's a one-possession game or two-possession games when you really need them. And, you know, give Holton credit. They fought their tails off to get back in that game defensively, and we didn't handle it very well. But I'm proud of our girls, how we held our composure down the stretch and made those free throws.
And then you guys were able to defeat Sabetha on the road 51-20 on Tuesday, and this was a really solid overall effort from your team in this one. Your overall thoughts on that win?
Yeah, I feel this is probably one of our most complete games of the year, at least in the top couple anyway, on both ends of the floor. Defensively, we were all over the place. We didn't give Sabetha any open looks. And if they were open, I think they felt rushed just because we were guarding so well. We rebounded really well, obviously. Then our press obviously bothered them, and we were able to get some easy turnovers into some buckets. And the second and third quarters, we were really, really good.
And now you guys will take on Perry Lecompton on Friday, and you guys were able to shut them out in the first and fourth quarter. In your first matchup, you won that one 46-15 on the road. That was all the way back in mid-December. You guys played them again now at home this time. That was another really complete game for you guys. Now, what are some things that you're hoping to possibly replicate from that game here into this one?
Yeah, you know, defensively, hopefully we come out with the same defensive effort. That was obviously one of our better ones. And offensively, we were pretty solid in that one, too. But I know they've gotten better and they've improved. We haven't seen them obviously in a long time, so it's almost like you're playing a team for the first time again because teams change so much. But, I know, you know, their coach, they'll be ready to come to our house, and I know our girls will be ready for that one.
And then you will finish up your week with a game at Riverside, a game that most people that know about the Big Seven and, the rivalry and the history between you two, that this is a game that they have circled on their calendar. It's been postponed, pushed back a couple times due to the weather. But I want to get your thoughts on how you think this one will play out coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a fun one there. And obviously we were kind of ready for that one about a month ago. And we'll be ready for it Saturday. But, you know, they're very well coached. Coach Burns does a great job with his girls. And they got one of the best players in the state in all classes. She's, you know, really, really good. She can do it all. 5-tool player there. She can score from anywhere, so she's a handful. But we'll have a game plan ready for her and also their other guards who can really shoot it. So they're a challenge. But I think one that we're you know, looking forward to. And we didn't get a win over there last year. It was a hostile environment, and I think our girls are chomping at the bit to get back there.
Absolutely, and for good reason. And after this week, Coach, you guys will have just 3 games left in the regular season. Hard to believe that.
It is. It's crazy. I think we played 6 games in 10 days, and, you know, we got 3 more this week. So a lot of our season here in the last, 3 weeks here, it kind of goes by fast. But girls have handled it well. We've had some tired legs at times, but I feel we're starting to get them back underneath us, and we got a couple days here in a row where we actually get a practice, so we can work on some things that we've been needing to work on, hit some fundamentals, and be ready for the stretch run here.
And things will start to feel quote-unquote normal in the final week and a half of the season or so as you guys take on Royal Valley on the 13th. The 16th, you'll host Jefferson West, and then you'll be hosting Riverside again. That'll be on the 20th. We'll be broadcasting those last two games right here on KMZA. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right, Jared. Thank you much.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.